good morning. It's the morning reboot. We are very happy you're here this morning. You might have to kick me in the head to keep me awake this morning. We'll get... You look a little sleepy yourself, my friend.
I'm good.
No, you're not.
I am.
Lie then. Floyd's lying to me, to my face, to start the show. Today probably won't be very good, but we do have a lot of content to get to. Our friend Ashley will join us a little bit after 7 o'clock. Maybe we'll fire up Paddleful Dudes. If not, Paddleful is something will happen just after 7. We will do part 2 for Throwback Thursday's long song titles. Song titles of 5 words or more. After 7:30 this morning, Floyd and Ashley will probably need your help. Bad neighbor stories. Do you have a bad neighbor situation, or did you have one in the past? If you can't hang around for that at 8 o'clock and we can get yours on the air, I'll give you the number to text in just 1 minute. And some more guests will be by. Our legal friend Dennis Swan and a friend of mine, Alex Getz, to talk about No More Straws in Toledo later on this morning. Over 3 hours from now. We will be on till 10 o'clock. We have a very long show. If you can't hear all of it, but you'd like to, get the podcast. I post the link for that each morning shortly after we wrap up the show. And text Eric to our text number to get that podcast link, 419-240-1055. Also this morning, we'll get you qualified to pick out a destination in Florida, the Cabin Fever Reliever. There are some new contests up on our website. You can register once per day to win Bellemere Suites or a Whirlpool hot tub or Q1055.com. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm, hashtag some pig. He's in Sylvania. I think I got everything. 5:44, good morning. It's a very tired Eric Chase and a very tired one and only Floyd.
Hi. I'm not tired. I think I got face wash in my eye, so it stinks. But I'm not tired.
Okay.
I slept good last night.
Did you?
Mama had 3 White Claws. She cooked dinner and was like, let's go to bed.
Do you ever come across stories that tell you, like, get off your devices before you go to bed, like a half an hour before you go to bed?
Yeah. I'm normally reading those before I go to bed, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm on it too, but I do try to, like, there are some shows on, like, there's a show on tonight that I, and this is kind of like my Game of Thrones conundrum. I could stay up and watch these shows, and I could probably get to bed at a reasonable time, but my brain will still be firing.
Right.
And won't let me go to sleep, so I'll just watch Game of Thrones Monday. I'll watch the show I enjoy tonight, tomorrow, over the weekend. But last night, nerd.
Uh-oh.
I had a fantasy baseball draft.
Ew.
I know. And I'm like, guys, can we start this thing at 6? They're like, nope, 7 o'clock works for everybody. I was like, if I can get to bed by 10 o'clock, great. And I did.
Right.
I was in bed. It was over at 9:47. But my brain was firing, and I did not get a good night's sleep. In fact, I set my alarm 5 minutes later. Not that it made that big of a deal.
Right.
But I didn't... Yeah, the whole devices before bed and keeping your brain on, it's legit.
I slept pretty well. I woke up with a slight headache, but... Yeah, I'm fine. I'm rested. I got up. Didn't hit snooze today. God. Well, I did hit snooze, but I got up. So I was in the bathroom when it was going off, and I was like, oh, this alarm is so annoying because it's way over yonder. And I was doing my business, so I had to just suffer through it.
One or two...
Oh, I do my morning poo. It's cool.
Okay.
I'm going to admit it.
Same time every morning?
For the most part, yeah.
Keep it regular.
Good morning, Toledo.
Look, it's a totally human thing. 419-240-1055. Text the show, call the show. 419-240-1055. I have a trash and a ticket update. But first, let me hear about Mama Donna. Is she okay after her tumble the other day?
She is a bit sore still, believe she goes back to work tonight. If not, I don't think she is going. I don't think she should go. But yeah, she says she's good. She's in good spirits. Yesterday, she was like, "You left a shirt here. I finished laundry and folded it up." I said, "Oh, how are you feeling?" She's like, "I'm sore, but it's life." So I think she's good.
Okay. How are you feeling about it? Did you get over the guilt?
I did.
Okay.
About like noon yesterday when I was eating ravioli, I was like, oh, okay, I feel good.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't feel bad anymore.
Ravioli scientifically proven to take away guilt. Good. Did you tell her my thoughts were with her?
No, I did not. Because normally every time I talk about you, it's always sexual driven. So I was like, I'll just leave this out this time.
Always?
How dare you act like it's not?
You didn't tell your mom that I...
No, I'm whatever. Not going to tell you, my mom. You not, said well wishes.
Not every thought of Miss Donna of mine is sexual in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Most. All right, so...
Oh, my Madonna.
Did I mention... So the UT ticket thing. I got a parking ticket.
Yeah, I've been following it on social media.
And we know that it's a parking issue there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people complain about it. So I logged on to pay the ticket last night, and the only number that I saw to plug in to pay the ticket to identify it so I can give them my money didn't register. So I now maybe it's the wrong, but it's the only number.
Right.
I don't think I put my license plate number in there, but maybe after my email of snark,
they were like,
they found a way to amend the UT constitution of parking and let me off the hook, realizing my $25 is not going to, you know, save their budget.
Okay, so you like went to go pay it, and it was like number not found.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I need to know your ways. There's a highway camera ticket I need to get out of.
Do you want me to write? Do you want me to? I'm gonna have people pay me to write their snarky emails.
So what do you do now? Because like you're being a good person trying to pay it. Do you follow up with them just in case it was something wrong technically on their side? In case, you know, because my thing is, if that happened, yay, that's awesome. But I don't want you to go like 6 months down the road and find out like. You've been sent to UT collections.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I should ask someone.
You should follow up.
Try again. Maybe I'll email someone else.
What's your good emoji? I love your good. Every time I see that emoji, I'm like,
which one?
This one.
Oh,
something's going down.
I'm bothered by.
It was my middle finger, friends. Just
and
so you know.
this shows you what. What a scheme, what a racket it's they're running there. And mm-hmm. I think most people know, but I had no idea it was this evil. So there's five open slots for you to type in numbers.
Okay.
And it says you can pay, view up to five tickets at a time. If that doesn't scream.
If that doesn't set off red flags or like I just did raise an eyebrow. Right.
What's going on that you would think that I would need to put five in at one time.
Do you think there's someone hiding in the bushes and like, oh, I got this Honda Accord this time again? Like, you know what I mean? Like, someone's just hiding in there like...
Waiting.
Just waiting like, you know, you can't park there.
My little friend Amanda, who adores you, she said she's paid one of 15 of them. But yeah, it's a total scheme. It's a total racket.
That's a lot.
And I remember, maybe it was like last spring... UT got scooters as kind of like mm-hmm. an amenity to draw people to the school.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, blank the scooters, give us more parking. And I saw some of the scooters when I was there last week. And guess what? You're going to have a million scooters. You ain't never getting more parking at UT.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that it's kind of like musical chairs. There will always be less chairs than people. There will always be less spots than people. Because if there are enough parking spaces, that means less money.
You know what I would do as a silent protest if I was in college? I'd start parking scooters in parking spots. Take a, you know what I mean? They'll get the point at some point. I would literally just, start a revolution. Literally start parking those scooters in parking spots. Like, oh, I want to show you today. Oh, you don't going to give us a parking spot? Well, guess what? They don't get a parking spot. Here's a scooter.
Yep.
That would be so good. Oh, I'm mad I'm not in college. Start a revolution.
Don't be mad you're not in college.
Oh, you're over right.
There's right. a story, I think, from Bill Horman on 13ABC's website. And he, because I guess Trump is throwing out some ideas to help with the college debt problem, which mm-hmm. is like in the trillions. And I read through that and I see what people are saying. And I don't know if it can ever be fixed or tweaked.
Right.
And read the story for yourself if you would like. But it emphasizes my little tirade last week,
mm-hmm.
tying back to the Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman cheating scandal. So
here's my thing, because I know UT's a great school. Do you think that, I'm trying to think, does the ticket money go to the school? Like, is it?
Goes to the bottom line.
Okay.
Because like, I'm like, into the pot.
Because I don't want to like, talk poop about UT, like if it's, but like if it's like, is there like an own separate thing, like kind of like when you get sent to collections, like it's no longer part of like your credit card statement, like they're like, oh, we have nothing to do with it anymore. So like when you for these UT tickets? Does it stay with UT or does it go somewhere
else? I'm pretty certain they keep that money.
Okay, I didn't know how it worked. So
I mean, it's a bit like I said before, that it is a business. Higher education is a business. That's why it would have been nice. Like my quick suggestion for this whole cheating scam, and I do feel bad for the 31 other people who weren't implicated instead of the famous people being targeted. There are other probably much richer people.
I would say that they said bank CEOs and high profile lawyers. Right. I'm like,
I think it was 33 people named, and the other 31 are getting off because they're not famous, but probably richer. Here's a way to fix the cost of education. Charge those people more. Kind of like there's all these rich people taxes.
Right.
That's in the political discourse now. Charge them more. Let Lori Loughlin pay so that someone who might not be able to afford to get into the school, let her subsidize the cost of someone who, you know, is more deserving of that spot.
Or, bear with me, train your children to be college ready instead of paying off a school. Have them get ready. I was always prepped for college. Like after like sixth grade, it was like seventh, eighth grade, ninth grade. College is the next step. College is the next step. Or another after high school. But further your education.
I want their money though. Like let's say we'll use Lori Loughlin's kid, and that Olivia Jade girl.
She's so obnoxious. I tried to watch another one of her videos, and I was just like, maybe it's just the way she was raised, or, you know, the gold spoon in her mouth.
Privilege, man.
But I was like, hush your mouth. She just offered me nothing. I was just like, I guess after, when I found out the scandal, I was like, I don't like you anyway. But like now, giving her a face and a voice, I'm just like, get off my
screen. It's arguably, in the long run, will help. It's like very Kardashian-like, like Kim Kardashian-like.
Uh-huh.
Like Kim Kardashian has an empire now because of what most people say is a sex video. I'll say because of, you know, being Paris Hilton's best friend.
Yeah.
We'll see if Olivia Jade goes from 2 million followers on YouTube to 5 million. And this...
And she will.
This launches everything. Maybe it was a scheme all along where Lori Loughlin's like, look, I'll write this check for you. You can name me in this suit as long as, you know, I can push my daughter and then she doesn't even have to go to school. But you know what? Keep not being able to get into these prestigious universities. And the admissions places will just have to be like, your kid isn't qualified and probably will likely fail out. So we're going to charge you an extra 10 grand and we're going to put that 10 grand into funds for kids that can't afford to get in but do belong to get this education.
And that's why I like that you said that. So back to the parking ticket. It would be cool if, like, you got a speeding ticket and they took, like, a percentage of it and put it towards, like, a scholarship. Not that it's just $25 building up.
It's
like
going to their bottom line.
I know, but, like, your friend who says she had 15 tickets. Like, it would be nice to be like, I'll pay this ticket knowing that, like, 10% is going into, like, an academic theater scholarship for John Doe at Scott or Start. You know what I mean? Like, just, it would be cool just to know that there was that extra push, because essentially you're getting my free money for me violating a quote unquote law. But is this my opinion? This is why I talk on the radio and no one sees my face.
It's a fair opinion. Another quick thing. I mentioned yesterday that there is someone's living room that's been sitting on the lawn on the street, by the mailboxes, for upwards of like 3 weeks now. And somebody texted us yesterday, by the way, it's the morning reboot on Q105, said, you know, call Republic and you can do a bulk pickup for them. And I called, and I didn't think that I'd be able to do this because I don't know which person's condo it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's like four in that little area.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're in my condo association. And I don't want to reach out to my condo association president to be that person where it's like, listen, boy, you've been here for 3 months and you're already trying to take care of the neighborhood. Or maybe I should, because it's a freaking eyesore.
It's time going backwards. You're your new neighbor from your story yesterday with the dog poop.
Yeah.
But if it's...
It's a maybe living room.
Maybe they order. I can't even use that justification because I've done bulk pickup before, and they're like, "Okay, we'll be out in like 48 hours," and they're really good. They come out like legit the next day. I've done it like twice, and they're like, "We'll be out no later." So I called like on a Tuesday, like, "Oh, we'll be out no later than Friday." I'm like, "Oh, that's fine."
But this is for someone else.
But that's what I mean. But like, so I could say, well, maybe they called and they gave them a time frame. I'm like, no, because they're normally really good
about it. It's been weeks. And things
are they gone? Did they move?
I don't know. Well, I don't think so because things have been added to it. Like there's a red sofa that was out there that wasn't there before in addition to all the mattresses and boxes. You know what I should do? Hi, here's my address, but there's no room in my street corner on my spot because there's a tree there, so I'm going to leave it down the block. Can you get it there?
Have you called for a bulk pickup?
Yeah.
I said, they asked for a lot of information. That might not work. You're not wrong. You're not wrong in wanting to help and fix this situation. I'm just saying, like, they're literally going to ask which condo number you are, or your zip code, or for me, they're like, they asked me to describe some items that were in there, which I'm sure you can do. I'm like, I don't know. It's just it's a situation. How far is it away from your place?
100 yards.
See, that's close.
I could say, hey, I'm going to put it down the block because, like I said, there's a tree on my street. The underlying question I think I would like answered is, should I call my HOA president and be like, hey?
He'll probably tell you there's nothing he could do about it.
No, but she might know the person in the next development.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she might say there's nothing she could do about it, but she could probably search. But if I was the development manager, I'd be like, okay, I'm on it. Hang up the phone and forget about it.
Should I put a nasty sign on there, a snarky sign?
I thought about that too. Like, hey, get your stuff.
Hey, nice living room. Nice it belongs living room. In under the roof.
You know, it would be awesome if you had mannequins just set up a scene, a scenario. Yeah. And every day just change them in positions.
Take a grill out there, start making dinner. 559, it's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Text the show, 419-240-1055. A game we haven't played in a while. Remember we were running through like TV sitcoms,
yeah.
TV, and I was asking you your favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
I have a favorite I want to ask you next.
Okay.
A long list. I think you're really going to like him. We'll do that in less than 15 minutes here on The Morning Reboot. Q105. 6:13. Good morning. It's The Morning Reboot on Q105. Our $1,000 payoff returns next week here on Q105. Eric, Chase, and Floyd, you can play along with this if you would like. 419-240-1055. Thanks to Janet for saying I should dress up the living room scene.
Yes, yes, yes.
And make it the, like, whatever part of town I live in, like the new Christmas weed.
Christmas weed. So the next one you'd be the Easter scene.
I like it. I like it. A modern day. No, is nativity, is that Christmas or Easter?
You can still, I mean, I think nativity is whatever scene you, it could be an Easter nativity.
You know me, I don't know my Jesus stuff real well.
You know me, I just like to set up, I like to make people's life a living hell. So.
So we did this game a couple of months ago. I don't have a name for it. The favorite game. And I would ask you like your favorite character on sitcoms, yeah, or on 2000s cartoon shows.
I said we did cartoons.
And yesterday
sitcoms.
I had this idea. I think it's because I heard a TLC song. And I was like, I wonder what Floyd's favorite TLC song is.
Oh, man.
It was Ain't Too Proud to Beg. So I figured, hey, let's say we were sitting in a bar downtown at like Table 44 or something like this, and I could just crank all these songs out for you. So I'm going to give you the artist. You give me Floyd's favorite song of that artist. And I know we both, with Lady Gaga, like Dance in the Dark, which was never a hit, but it was on one of the, I think it was on the Monster's Ball?
Fame Monster. There we go. Couldn't think of it.
There we go. It doesn't even have to be like what was like a radio hit, okay, or anything like that. So I'll give you the artist. You give me your favorite song. And if you'd like to play along, 419-240-1055. First up, TLC.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that. You know they're my favorite band.
Are they?
They are. They're tattooed on me. I've seen them. Ah! I love them. They're coming to Detroit. It would have to be What About Your Friends. What About Your Friends.
Good song. Good song. Next up, favorite Beyonce song.
Ooh. Ah. As you say it, I can't think of it. End of Time. It's from the 4 album.
Until the End with Justin?
No. It's a real fast song. It's her second song. She performs on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a radio hit.
And the other reason I like this is you really love music.
I do love
music. You hate Camila Cabello, but you love music.
You got me in trouble with one of the kids at school the other day.
What happened?
She was like, she's probably listening. Hey, Ellie. She was like, I'm mad at you. You hate Camila Cabello. And I go, well, hate's a strong word. She goes, you do, don't you? I said, yeah. She's like, how do you feel about BTS? Is that the Korean pop band?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I don't even know what they say. And I just walked away from her. I think I shot her dreams down. Sorry, girl.
Next up.
Yeah.
Favorite song, Drake.
Hold On, We're Going Home. Okay. Do you like that song?
Will Smith.
I like... You're going to judge me. I love Will 2K.
Great song.
Okay. I love it's that song. Here and I like it. Yeah, I love that. I will listen to that. That song's on my shower playlist. Yeah. Or what? Can it be a tie between that and Wild Wild West? Okay, but Will 2K is... It's up there.
I like both of those.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that...
I said Ed Sheeran, not Hey Siri.
Oh, man.
Favorite Ed Sheeran song. I can help you with titles if you need it.
It's that song it's about Ellie Goulding. But no, nothing. It's going to come to me. I don't know off the top of my head. It'll come to me, and I'm going to blurt it out.
Is it an up-tempo song or a ballad?
It was like it's an up-tempo song.
Don't?
He talks about the girl in the hotel room, and they meet up.
I think that's Don't.
Okay. Don't. Yeah, that song. Yeah, whatever.
Ariana Grande.
Ooh, Touch It.
I don't know it.
It's not a hit, but it's, yeah.
What? You remember the album?
Yep. It was the last one, Sweetener.
Britney Spears.
No, that was a lie. Oh, Britney Spears. Ooh. I love her cover of My Prerogative.
Ugh.
So bad.
That's a terrible song.
So bad.
I like Stronger.
That's a good one.
That horn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, his song with... Oh, it's his song with Timberland, but that's every song.
Give It to Me?
No. Oh, my God. No, the song with T.I., that
Dead
song
and Gone?
Yeah. Song? No. My Love.
My Love. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. There it is.
Favorite songs here. Katy Perry.
Oh, I love her. She's my guilty pleasure artist. I like that. I like Unconditional.
Really?
That's a good song, yeah.
Okay. Usher.
My Way. That one, I didn't even have to think about that one.
Nelly.
Never a Nelly fan.
Really?
I'm never a Nelly fan. Okay.
Nickelback.
Look at this photograph. No, the song from actually Spider-Man is actually really good.
That is a really
good song. That's a good song. You can't take that from Nickelback.
The other guy, Josie Scott from Saliva, was it? Yeah, that was a really good song. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift.
I don't know the name of it, but it goes, "Are you ready for a dune, dune,
dune?" Is that Look What You Made Me Do?
No, it was her second single. Let the games begin. The games begin.
I can't think of the title.
I can't think of the title either. But
ready for it. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I love that song.
The production in that song is far better than anything she does.
Yeah, and I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, but like anytime that song is played or like, which is never when I'm around, but like when I do hear it, I'm like, I love that song.
Last one, Kesha.
Oh, don't do this to me. I love Kesha. Now, there's different eras of Kesha.
I pick one. I get that.
Man, oh. Take It Off.
Good one.
That's a great song. That probably my favorite Kesha song, yeah. It gets me going. I do like
that. That it would be close for me between that and Blow.
Ooh, I forgot about Blow.
Oh, 6:19, okay. The president was nearby yesterday. We'll get into some of his comments and new things to eat this year at the ballpark. We're just a couple of weeks out from opening day. We'll share what's coming your way next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
All right, 6:33, Floyd's pounding the papers.
Ready.
President was nearby yesterday with workers Wednesday afternoon at a lime plant where he not only talked about jobs and defense spending, but also went off topic. Lime is Joint Systems Manufacturing Center facility is the only one remaining in the country that makes military tanks and faced shutting down over the last two decades, but remains open today thanks to increased funding. And according to the president, it's all thanks to him. Well, you better love me. I kept this place open, that I can tell you. Trump is the first president to visit the facility since George W. Bush went there in 2003. After his speech, he took off for Canton for a fundraiser Wednesday evening. I know some people were brought up the Lordstown plant closing as well. So wherever he goes, opinions abound on both sides.
Could he just kept that comment to himself?
Well, and he's also kind of, people are upset he's still going after John McCain a bit.
Yeah, like just do your job. You visited, you showed the workers that you're supporting them and their efforts and what they're doing. It's just, okay.
If you think he's going to keep his fiery opinions to himself, I've got some UT parking tickets that you might want to invest in.
Right.
Let's get into some tasty things. The Mud Hens unveiled some new food, which will be served at the ballpark this year, depending on if you're upstairs or downstairs. These will be somewhere for you to find. Brisket mac and cheese at Cahooley's. House-made three cheese sauce and generous shreds of smoky meat. $8. There's a meatless version with crispy panko breadcrumbs. That's $1 cheaper. Now, let me try this before you do so I can let you know how Philly it is.
Okay.
The Philly Reuben sandwich. Apparently, there's a Philly cart at the ballpark. So corned beef, sauerkraut, you can hold that. Swiss cheese and creamy dressing on a hoagie bun. I'll tell you if it's a hoagie roll or not.
He's coming for you.
There's a turkey sub. They also are now offering the Impossible Burger. Do you know what that is? It's a plant-based burger, no meat. But a heads up, some of the bun and sauce are not 100% vegan. They're also putting more fun in the funnel cake by giving it a s'mores-inspired topping, a chocolate drizzle, graham cracker bits, and mini marshmallows at Far Out Funnels, and a Muddy Mary made with Tito's vodka served in a mason jar.
Sold.
Oh, you're in?
Yep.
I'm not a Bloody Mary person.
But this is a Muddy Mary.
Yeah, I know. I mentioned a couple of days ago, excuse me, there's a Toledo bike day happening at Middle Grounds Metro Park. 11 Otto Street begins at 3:00 on March 29th. It's hosted by Gotcha. They're the operator and equipment provider for Toledo's bike share program in partnership with the city and Toledo Metro Park. Celebration will have food trucks, a group ride, and helmet giveaways. And the mayor will be offering some words as well. March 29th, so a week from tomorrow.
That'd be awesome.
Toledo has been named one of the many 2018 Tree City USA communities by the Arbor Day Foundation. The distinction honors Toledo's commitment to effective urban forest management. We've been a Tree City USA for multiple years. 4 standards must be met to be recognized: a tree board or department responsible for trimming, planting, and removals, a tree ordinance, a budget of at least $2 per capita, and an Arbor Day observance and proclamation. And we also have Sylvania, which I believe means trees. City of Trees.
City of Trees, yeah. It's a little marquee.
Powerball, you going to play now?
You know me. I should buy my first lottery ticket. Why not? What I got to lose? $1?
We're up to 6.25. It'll be drawn next on Saturday night because nobody won the big one last night. The winning numbers are 10, 53, 50, 63, 14. Powerball was 21. 24th in a row without a winner. You've got to match all of those. The white balls are 1 through 69. Powerball is 1 through 26. On Wednesday, 4 tickets sold in the states of Florida, Kentucky, New Jersey, and South Carolina matched all 5 white balls, but not the Powerball. Statistically, you have about 1 in 300 million chance of winning the big prize. You could also decide cash or the annuity. Drawings will be held Wednesdays and Saturdays at 11 o'clock until someone wins the jackpot. If nobody wins, the jackpot will continue to climb. Where does all that money come from?
I don't know, but I always feel like Florida, Kentucky, and New Jersey and South Carolina are always the places where people win lottery tickets.
And in like the boonies, right?
Yeah.
Like nobody's ever won from Detroit.
No, or under the age of like 70. I don't know.
I'll have to look it up. Like, there's no way that so many people are playing. Like, it's not like where we all throw money into the pot.
Right.
Where does the money come from? Doggy Deja Vu. Yesterday, the American Kennel Club, AKC, listed their most popular dog breeds in the U.S. And for the 28th consecutive year, the Golden State Warriors of dogs, the Labrador Retriever won. German Shepherds landed in second. With Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs, Bulldogs, Beagles, Poodles, Rottweilers, and German Shorthaired Pointers, and Yorkshire Terriers filling out the rest of the list. The list is almost identical to last year's except for one change. The German Shorthaired Pointers jumped up one spot. They swapped places with Yorkies. Labs make wonderful companions for a wide variety of people, and for good reason. The breed is very intelligent, friendly, and great with children. Again, that list. French Bulldogs. I'm kind of surprised Poodles and Rottweilers made the list.
Poodles? Aren't they aggressive?
I just look at them as like dainty little animals.
Rottweilers?
And, yeah. I thought Pit Bulls would be on the list by now. I mean, when it comes to people who think like these are aggressive breeds.
Okay.
I hear more people championing Pit Bulls to take away that stigma than Rots.
Also, to backtrack, the youngest lottery winner was 20. I needed to know. 450 million. That lucky girl.
I'm glad Beagles made it. I have two Beagles. Did you know that?
Huh?
The boy, Diddy and Andre, are Beagle mixes.
Are they really?
And you know what? I'm kind of surprised boxers aren't on the list either.
Boxers are cute. They have that grumpy old man face or old woman face.
I want to see the data on that. I mean, really? The list didn't change at all from last year, and Labs have won for 28 straight years?
I love that we're both triggered by two different stories.
I want an investigation. 640.
You're trying to figure out the lottery. I'm trying to figure out the lottery. You're trying to figure out dog breeds.
Find out where all that money comes from.
I should.
Like, how does it keep growing so much? Are there that many people addicted to betting a dollar? I mean, it's gambling.
Maybe it comes from UT parking tickets. Oh, sorry.
Burn. 640 with the morning reboot. Jay-Z joins history, and Ariana wants you to vote before 7. 653, good morning. The morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd. You can text the show 419-240-1055. Our friend Ashley will join us a bit after 7 o'clock. We will get to a panel full of perhaps dudes. Maybe ladies. Throwback Thursday. We'll play that game after 7:30. Part two of really long song titles. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm, Pennsylvania. Hashtag some pig. Ariana Grande would like you to vote, Floyd.
I do.
Okay. She's making or trying to make it easier for people to register to vote while attending her concerts. The Sweetener Tour, kicked off in New York the other day. And she partnered with Headcount, an organization that focuses on registering voters at concerts and music festivals. Those registering to vote get a light purple Just Registered sticker, kind of like the I Voted one that you get on Election Day, and can pose in front of a backdrop with the hashtag... Hashtag thank you, next gen. If you can't get a ticket to Sweetener, the tour, Floyd.
I did it.
Did you?
I did.
You're going to the show?
No, I did it. What did it tell me?
Oh, you can text Ariana to 40649 to get registered, as well as get election information. And even if you're not 18 yet, Headcount offers to send you a reminder on your 18th birthday.
No, I love her. I don't have Ariana Grande money. I said Monday. I got that money.
Business tip. Make whatever you're doing Instagrammable, and it will help your marketing endeavors. Jay-Z is joining history. The Blueprint. The recording's being inducted into the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry for 2019 range from Cab Calloway's 1931 signature single to Jay-Z's 2001 album. What else is on there? This is an incredible list of things. It seems like the kind of things we'd send out into space in some kind of time capsule. Among the great historical documents joining the list this year is a civil rights anthem from Nina Simone, Richie Valens' La Bamba, Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, and of course, Jay-Z's Blueprint album. And it joins a short list of hip-hop inductees that already includes Public Enemy's Fear of a Black Planet and Grandmaster Flash's The Message.
Nice.
There's 525 overall additions to the National Recording Registry. I tweeted out to some friends, was that the correct Jay-Z album? Or was there a better choice? I'll let you know what they say.
Okay.
I thought this was actually Wendy Williams going on whatever show Katie Couric's doing, but it was Katie Couric joining Wendy Williams yesterday.
I know this is your show, but I just want to start by saying I'm so
proud
of you.
For 10 years!
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Really. That was a hard thing to do. I felt for you, and I think your candor and honesty is going to help so many people.
Well, what else do we use our platforms for?
I agree. You know. But not only people struggling, Wendy, with addiction, but you can also use this platform to raise additional research dollars so people can really understand the science of addiction better.
I know people. I've met a lot of people.
You know, and I think you're going to do phenomenal things with this. So,
Thank you.
Really,
thank you.
I was really moved.
Thank you. After the show, I go back to my sober house. Look.
she spun that real fast.
Yeah.
Katie Kirk's husband, I believe, died at a very young age from colon cancer. Mm-hmm. So she's obviously an advocate. Other than that, I don't know why she was on that show.
I don't know. I didn't watch her segment, but Wendy Williams does not take compliments well. So that's why she deflected real quick. I watch her show. Like, people are always just like, I love this. She's like, oh, that's great. We're here to talk about you.
I'm the same way.
We're not here to talk about me.
People are like, you're so brave to talk about, you know, your mental health challenges. I'm like, and I like to resort back to the line, mostly because I don't take compliments well. It's to be brave or courageous, you have to be afraid of something.
Right.
And one thing I'm not afraid of is talking about what's going on in between my ears.
Yeah.
We have a lot of things in common, and this is an overlooked part of maybe our childhoods because it's kind of been a dead brand that no one's resuscitated. But as much as I love Transformers, and I have since I was a little boy.
I know where this is going. I'm so excited.
The before that, or parallel to my love for Transformers, was He-Man. And I think the beginning of that character and that show's death was the live-action movie from like 1986 with Dolph Lundgren and Frank Langella and Courtney Cox. It was a terrible movie.
Oh, she was in that movie, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Many times people have tried to restart the He-Man movie-verse, and maybe now it's getting off the ground with Mattel, the toy maker, and Sony Pictures. I don't know who Noah Centineo is.
I just looked him up. I'm not in.
He's in some Netflix things, and I don't disagree with you. I don't have a... So, nerds often have a problem when, like, Jason Momoa, for example, had dark hair, and Aquaman has historically been blonde.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with Noah's hair not being blonde, but he looks like he'll have to spend many hours in the gym, and I was kind of expecting an older actor, but I'm excited for this brand to be potentially reborn for a new audience.
Right, because we have the technology, and we have, like, the creative minds out there, like the Christopher Nolans. Like, we have those people who are just like, hey, I want to do this, and I can do it justice. However, he looks like he should be on Magic Mike. Like, he would play, like, the younger brother of Channing.
He's very attractive.
He is, but, no, like, I'm like you, he may have to bulk up a
quite
lot.
A bit. The toy line was launched in 1982 with the TV series after that from 1983 to 85. It may or may not be on Netflix. I watched it when it did pop on there once. I was like, the animation's awful.
I had the complete series on DVD.
Even watching DVD now, it's not Blu-ray. It looks like standard def. There were colorful characters, and some of the names, if you look back, I remember I was over Demetrius's house. Mm-hmm. They went to a flea market and bought like a He-Man set that I had when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And it was from somebody probably my age, and a bunch of characters shoved in this box that you could buy. And I was like, and when I was looking up the names, I'm like, you probably can't do these now because they're stereotypical racism. But some of the names were like Mechaneck, Man-E Faces, because he turned many faces. Yeah. And of course, Skeletor had the most cockamamie plans to take over.
And that laugh.
Eternia. Yes. You might know Skeletor more from the memes than anything else. He, of all the cartoon villains in the history of cartoons, always had the worst plans.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing if they can build this.
I'm in.
7 o'clock with the morning reboot. Good morning. Ashley will join us soon. If she's here on time, we'll do a panel full of dudes. Panel full of ladies is a popular segment on this show, but we've been asked to get guys on to answer questions by a lady. Ashley can do that for us. Throwback Thursday after 7:30. If you miss any part of the show, text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get the podcast link. And again, we're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto.
7:13. Good morning. The morning reboot, Q105. What the hell, man? Why do we get so few phone calls? Like, is it because it's still dark out? Is that what it
probably
is?
Probably. And then we shifted up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what?
We shifted up to 7. So just for today, but because we have a lot of stuff to get through.
We don't get a lot of participation during the 7 o'clock hour. And I can, maybe it's because I should commend people for not trying to participate with us while it's dark out and they're commuting. So
they're listening. They're out there.
Maybe there's no dudes for the panel full of dudes.
Maybe they're getting their kids ready. I think the phone just did something.
Yeah, well,
maybe
it can,
not.
Ashley, if you've got questions, Floyd and I will gladly answer them. But first, I'd like you to tell this new audience and Floyd the story. I was showing a picture of your kitchen and what we were making last week for chili, where we were jobbed by WTOL, the Great Chili Cook-Off, to the girl that I'm seeing, Cecilia. And she's like, wow, those cabinets are incredible. And I was like, I got a story for you.
Yeah.
Take it away.
So, circle like 5 years ago. It's like 3 years ago, because Tucker was alive. So I had the idea of, you know what? These eggs, I need to make some, like, do something with them because they're going to go bad in a few days. So let's do some hard-boiled eggs and I'll make egg salad, something, whatever. So start the pot of water, dump the eggs in. I'm like, you know what? I got time. I'm going to give Tucker a bath. Put Tucker in the bathtub. While he's in the bath, my mom calls, want to do lunch? Sure, absolutely, would love it. Get Tucker out, get him dressed, leave the house.
Oh, pumpkin.
Yeah. About an hour and a half later, I get an alert from our smoke detector because we have one of those like fancy Nest ones that Kevin insisted on having and I thought was absolutely ridiculous. Who needs to be notified there's smoke in their house? Right. Like, that's insane. So I get an alert that says, smoke, hallway, call 911. Smoke, hallway, call 911. And I was like, yes, maybe, I don't know. Like, at this point, I don't know what's happening. Like, worst case scenario, nothing's happening. Hit yes, I run out barefoot, because then it's like, danger, heavy smoke, hallway. And I was like, holy crap.
Right.
So I run out barefoot of my grandparents' house, which is right over here off Glendale, get in my car, run every stoplight on the way home, because I have no idea what's going on. My dog's in the house.
Oh, man.
Right as I pull up, a like fire marshal type person had been like in the area inspecting something and got the call first.
Uh-huh.
And he ran over and he's like, you have 5 minutes. I can see smoke like coming out of like my kitchen, like underneath the doors.
Oh, no.
He's like, you have 5 minutes. I unlock the door. He touches the door. It's not hot. I open the door. I run in. Smoke is filling my house. I run in. I grab my dog. He's like, you have 2 minutes to grab your dog.
Oh, man.
I call her. She comes right to me. I grab her. I pick her up. I run back to my car. Next thing you know, like, the fire department's there. He was like, ma'am. So he had already opened up the side door.
Uh-huh.
And we have like a pocket door that separates our kitchen, and thankfully that was closed.
Oh, so just was confined to one area.
Yeah, so it's called. He comes out and he's like, "Ma'am, you left like I have gas, so the gas stove still going." He's like, "Ma'am, you left potatoes on the stove," and I was like, "Those are eggs." And I mean, I was a total mess. You know, A, you feel completely ridiculous, but B, I mean, it was. It ruined everything because it's considered a protein fire.
Uh-huh.
There was like at one point, like 3 months later into the process of getting everything removed, that I was like, I almost wish the whole house would have burned down.
Right.
How many forks do you have? How many spoons do you have? Like, my biggest suggestion to anyone that buys a house is like, actually inventory your house and just add to the list every time you buy something. Because if it burns down, you're going to have to like remember everything.
The great hard-boiled egg fire of 2014.
Oh, yep.
So I'm in the kitchen last week, and her cabinets. Her cabinets are quite nice.
Mind you, it was a brand new kitchen. We redid it when we moved in 2009. Man.
And I'm in my spot as a man.
Plus side your exit bed anyway. So mm-hmm.
behind the stove, doing what I do, making my chicken, and I looked up, and there's still a burn mark on the ceiling.
I kept it as like my reminder. Yeah, we painted like all around it. We painted like the whole kitchen was redone. Ironically enough, the only thing that did not have to be replaced was the stove.
What?
Yeah.
Microwave. Isn't that crazy how that stuff works, though? Yeah.
Our TV. Our TV in our living room like had so much smoke that they were like, when you turn it on, I feel like they just wanted our TV and our refrigerator because they also said it about our refrigerator. And I'm like, this seems weird.
Right.
But everything.
Love that story.
It's so good. If it makes you feel better, I too have burned down a kitchen, so we're good.
Oh.
So you're not alone.
With hard-boiled eggs.
Nope, I was fried chicken because I told my mom I was hungry, and she did the whole black mother, go make your own dinner. I said, I got your goose real good, woman.
I took your kitchen with
it. Oh, no, it's totally, this is a true story. I fried the chicken, went to my bedroom in the basement, and I heard walked out to said, "Mom, the kitchen's on fire."
Oh my!
She goes, "What?" I said, "Mom, the kitchen's on fire." So my sister comes down. She's like, "Ooh, you in trouble?" And my mom's like, she said cuss words, and I never seen my mom move as fast ever. She's like, "You and your sister go to the meeting place," because that's when you had to have a meeting place as a kid.
Yeah,
and you had to get the tree in the backyard. So my mom like turned the fire down. The fire department came. Let me tell you, I got the biggest whooping of my life, like
ever
to now. Like yeah.
How old were you?
We had just 6th or 7th grade. It's like, we'll say 12, 13, 14, that area.
I
just put chicken in this pan. I didn't know to put grease. I just slammed it in there. Said, "Oh, she wants me to make my own food? I am a grown man.
So
I am
also
a human."
Protein fire. Yeah,
yeah,
so
it's like the microwave. You just put it in and walk away.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and then when you said the thing on the ceiling, I said, "Oh, my mom. My mom always pointed that out every time I walked into the kitchen. She's like, if you look to the ceiling foot, I'm like, okay, Donna, I get it." I'm 21 year old now. I'm 21. Okay.
I told you about my little pyro period, right? When I almost burned my grandmother's house down.
Yes.
And I was just playing with matches, and I was setting like the air conditioner cover on fire. And then I remember getting asked, "Eric, are you playing with matches?" And as any, you know, kid would go, "No, of course not.
Why would I do that?"
Who else was burning up things in your uncle's den?
No idea.
The entity?
Yeah. Fire's a mystical thing. 7:20 with the morning reboot on Q105. Part two of Throwback Thursday with long song titles.
Oh, crap.
Is less than 15 minutes away. It would actually be crap five times because there'll be five words in the title.
Crappity crap sandwich.
Perfect. On the way. 7:34, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. About an hour from now, less than an hour from now, your first chance of the day to get qualified to go to Florida, the Cabin Fever Reliever. We have some new contests on our website, and you can register to win them once per day, Q1055.com. It's Eric, Chase, Floyd, and Ashley. Before we dive into Throwback Thursday, I had a friend yesterday ask me, "What do you look like?" And people, when they meet you, they're very surprised.
Yes. They're surprised to find out that I'm Asian.
So am I.
That's what Kevin said about all the pictures that we took together. He was like, "You look Asian." I was like, "I have fat cheeks and almond-shaped eyes."
Could you?
I am black. I am an African American.
Could you describe the rest of your appearance?
I have a wide-set nose, some juicy lips, a banging Beyonce booty, and I like to tend to wear Baby Gap clothes and a Lane Bryant body.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
No, it's true. I am. Well, we had this discussion last week. Like, when people meet me, they're like, "Oh, you're black?" And I go, "Where?" Like, you know what I mean? Like,
who is?
No, you should go, "No."
No, right. Yeah, but. Yeah, because apparently, and I always get the, "You sound so white." I hate it. It's my pet peeve in the world.
I don't even understand.
I hate
it. It's very wrong. Don't do that.
I get it more times than ever, and I'm like, I'll put like my hand in my, I clench my pearls. I'm like, huh?
Grab those pearls.
What does that mean? And they're like, "No, I don't mean to offend you." It's kind of like what someone's like, "I don't want to offend you, but I don't want to be like, I'm not trying to say anything, but you're just like, but you're talking." So, yeah I'm black.
From this not very sensitive trio here, I would advise you never to say someone sounds such and such.
Right.
Like ethnicity. As much as you might not intend it, it is pretty ignorant.
Right.
Speaking of ignorance, let's play Throwback Thursday. Part two of long song titles.
Me sliding back from the desk.
Each song title will have at least five words in it.
Okay. I think you said at least, because sometimes I try counting in my head, like, but yeah, okay.
If Ashley and Floyd cannot identify these songs and titles.
When Ashley cannot.
When? Please call 419-240-1055. First up, are you ready, Floyd?
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, good.
I know this song.
Floyd.
Is this John Mayer, Your Body is a Wonderland?
It is. Nicely done.
Country?
All right. Part two, long song titles here on Q105. Next.
Oh.
dangerous. If you're one of us, then roll with us. Because we make the hipsters fall in love.
Nothing?
I know it's Kesha.
Okay. Yes,
of course we do. We run this world.
No. Okay, that's Beyonce.
Oh, wait.
It's We Are Who We Are.
You didn't hit the table. No point for Floyd.
I did that. I just
did it. It was a gentle.
That love tap. Yeah. Okay. I would just start dialing right now, 419-240-1055, because I don't know if you guys will get...
on air?
There's no nose blowing during the show.
I know the song.
No, you don't. I don't even know if this was a real artist. Like, somebody just made a good song that everybody loved. And I want to hear people pronounce this artist's name. If you know it? Ashley.
Hozier, take me to church on Sunday.
I feel like you're just adding words to song titles now.
That is absolutely correct.
Floyd?
It's Gautier featuring Kimbra. The title just escaped me.
Hi, Q105, who's this?
Jason.
Hi, Jason. Do you know the song title and artist?
Yeah, I think it's Celine Dion. I don't want to miss a thing.
Oh my God, I love you, Jason. What? Get it.
Jason, what radio station are you listening to?
Same one you're talking on.
Way off, Jason, but thanks, man.
I like the way he plays this game.
I like Jason. Jason, call back more often.
The same one you're talking about. Duh.
That line and Ashley adding things reminds me from a line in the Avengers movie where...
Oh, man.
I think Rocket goes, "You made that word up." And then Thor goes, "All words are made up." And I was like... That's so true.
Oh, take me all to right. church on a Sunday. What's the name of the song?
Oh, Gautier, somebody that I used to know.
Okay.
Next up. Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. Nothing?
I know the artist.
No, you don't.
You found me. You found me.
Oh, Taylor Swift. I knew you were trouble.
Yes. Well done.
I knew you were trouble when you were...
419-240-1055. Next up. A group that has not aged well, in my opinion.
I've seen them in concert 5 times.
Really?
Yeah,
5? 5. Do you know the title of the song?
Yep.
Floyd. Ashley.
You go, I'll give it to you.
No, I'm going to make it up.
This is Black Eyed Peas' Don't Funk With My Heart.
It was changed to Mess after the Janet Jackson thing. But yes.
Wait, was it really?
Yeah. That song came out shortly after the Janet Jackson Super Bowl thing.
And
everybody thought it said the F word.
And useless information, they also had, remember the song, Let's Get It Started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the original name
of
it.
Oh, yeah, it was the R word.
It was the R word.
Yeah, that didn't work either.
Oh, yeah.
Next up. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
That's all right. This is up your alley, girl.
I know. I don't know. Just gonna the name
there and hear me. Can I answer it like Ashley, but I'll give you silly wrong?
Umbrella, Ella.
Yeah. Rihanna.
Ashley.
Eminem featuring Rihanna. Love the way you lie.
Yeah.
See, I was going to say, Rihanna, stand there and watch me burn on the sun.
Also good.
On a Sunday.
In the basement.
419
with a candlestick.
With a candlestick.
419-240-1055. I hope I put the right song on here. Yeah, I did.
Can I get the disco ballerina tippy toes?
No.
I don't like your little.
We talked
games.
About this song earlier.
I can't remember the name of it right now.
Really? I told you earlier.
Oh,
my God.
Why am I drawing a blank? I performed this song.
To the phones. Hi, Q105. Who's this?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Can I have the song title and artist of this song?
Yes. Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift.
Thank you. Have a good
morning.
I
totally knew this one, too.
I don't trust nobody, and nobody trusts me. Going to church on the Sunday on the moon with the candlestick in the basement.
Last
one. Ashley lyrics.
Maybe the greatest song ever. Well, there's the artist. So we back in the club with Ashley, come on, you got it.
I don't
side to side. Side to side. I don't know the lyric. I don't know the words. I mean the title.
I don't know the words.
Hi, Q105. Who's this?
Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. Do you know the title and artist of this song?
Is Usher. Yeah. And
yes. Come on, for $1 million.
Shazam.
$2 million. $5 million.
Written on a piece of paper.
Sorry, Jasmine. DJ got us falling in love. Sorry. I'm so glad she didn't get it, because the last thing I need is... You gave away how much on the air this morning? Nothing.
Someone said, yeah, by Usher. Pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to call you out of the Q-text. Like, that was not... There was only one song, and yeah, and it's... Yeah, it's P-Shook, H-Town. Is it P-Shook?
Peace up.
Peace up. I said P-Shook.
P-Shook. Where are you?
That's a good rapper name.
In the South. You know what my rapper name is? We talked about this weekend. If I was a rapper, it'd be Thug Knowledge. Ooh. Isn't that good?
No, I don't like that. I like Young Floyd.
Young
Flo?
No, Little
First
Floyd.
Of all, no one will ever offer a better guess on Throwback Thursday than Celine Dion, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Yeah, and then what station is are you listening
the
to?
The one you're talking
the
about.
The one you're talking
Great line.
Jason.
Q105 traffic.
7:56 on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. Ashley's here with us. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. You can text the show 419-240-1055. Floyd is funky. And Ash, what else? What kind of mood is it? I'm waking up. Which,
I'm good.
Okay. All right. All right.
I was like, funky. I don't stay.
Did you just call me black? You are black.
I am.
And now you can find out where you came from thanks to
AfricanAncestry.com.
BlackPeopleAncestry.com. So
you can give her an introduction, and then I'm going to go back because I can tell you something about that website.
Ashley is here with us, and she's not feeling well.
I'm sleepy.
Sleepy. Yeah, me too.
Sleepy.
Yesterday, we were taking... I can't seem to get the bad DNA stories that I read about here from our callers, but that's okay. But Floyd was like, I can only find out who my slave owner was.
It's true. Don't laugh. It's like you can.
And then we got text messages.
It's so true. And then we got text messages from, oh, I forgot her name. I apologize. But she said go to AfricanAncestry.com. So I went, and of course, there was no price. So I was like, I was like, sign up for a mailing list to get a price quote. I go, So then, like, I kept scrolling down, and at the end it says, and I'm not making this up, don't know who your baby daddy is? We offer paternity tests. And I go, there you... He gives it to me, and then he takes it away. I was like, are you kidding me? Right? Quote, and I quote, don't know who your baby daddy is? We also offer paternity tests. I'm like,
can't they just say... Can
I just find out that I'm a prince from Nigeria?
Do you know?
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I should be sending those emails. Do you know who runs that site? Modern day white slave owners who are trying to recapture their runaway slaves.
Yeah, because I was all about it. I did some more investigating at my other job, and I was like, that doesn't say that. Let me refresh that.
So sure you should see who the CEO is.
Right.
Sure does.
Jim White. Let me give you some entertainment stories. I have another Ariana story for you.
I'm ready.
Her controversial single, Seven Rings. She's actually not making much money off of it, which is fine. She's got plenty. The royalties are going to the estate of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, the songwriting duo who died in 59 and 70, respectfully. It interpolates the melody of My Favorite Things, written by them for The Sound of Music back in 59. And Grande's record label, Republic, cut a deal with Concord, the music company that owned the late songwriter's back catalog just a few weeks before the single was released, and they requested 90% of the songwriting royalties, and her team was like, okay.
That's fine, because it's about to be a massive hit.
Yeah. Wow.
It sample well used, too.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
I love her.
Movie Pass? Floyd, did you do... Yes?
I was never a movie passer.
Ashley, you know what it is? Movie Pass.
It's a sham, but continue.
Well, kind of.
That's what I know.
It was like,
dang, Ashley.
It was the ultimate, like, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
It started off great, and then it, like,
ran out of money.
Yeah, it, like, so, was gone quickly.
There's a part, so apparently it's coming back. I don't know how, but they're bringing back the uncapped subscription plan. And what it is, it's a movie membership club. And if you see a lot of movies per year, it's worth it. They'll do the uncapped plan for $10 a month, but you've got to commit to a year.
Sure, so $120.
Well, or they could close in like April. a gym did this up in Detroit where I went a couple of years ago. They're like, for Black Friday, you can pay the whole year for $75. And right after Christmas, they close.
But.
What?
But. So you have to pay monthly, like a subscription, it's a one-time fee?
You have to pay for the whole year.
How many movies do you have to see within the first 2 months to make that valuable before they would close?
One. I hope it's not a continuation of the scam. If you want to pay monthly, it's 15 as opposed to 10. But you're right, so it'd be 120 for the year. The plan allows customers to watch one movie a day. There's no cap on the number of 2D movies a subscriber can see. There's a large selection of blockbusters and independent films, which they took off previously, and access to 30,000 screens across the United States. The ability to reserve tickets 3 hours before showtime, and obviously comes after a tumultuous year of financial woes and many changes to the plan that many people signed up for.
Can you cancel at any time, or do you have to commit for a year?
I'm guessing they want their money. I'm sure that's how they're going to try to stay afloat.
I mean, like, if you got a new debit card, what are they
going to
do?
Well, no, because I think you have to not commit, but pay for the year.
Like, up front.
Right, I think.
So we were going to do it for my grandma's, like, a huge, like, she probably goes to more movies than you've ever seen. Like, she's
paying $5.
Because she's old?
Yes!
Yeah, and she also likes matinees.
So do I! And I'm old!
Agreed.
What?
And sometimes boring. So there's that. So,
this is the most Caucasian conversation ever, and I'm old, here for it!
Old and boring?
I was like,
movies
okay.
During the day?
Right. When I went to go see Avengers last year at 11 o'clock in the morning, there were two older black ladies sitting next to me, and they asked me if I wanted an Egg McMuffin. Shut your mouth!
Did they really?
Yes!
Did you say yes?
No,
I'm not. How dare you turn down, like, black women food?
Excuse me, you right. Take the muffin.
And so your grandmother goes to a lot of movies?
Yeah.
Movie pass?
So I was like, oh, this would be a great idea for Christmas. And then I started reading the details, and then I was like, well, I'll look up the reviews, because this seems kind of not right. So I looked up the reviews, and everyone was like, yeah, this has gone to garbage. Don't do it.
Yeah. Mm. They kept jerking around the prices and the plans. Then there were, I think it was Mission Impossible, the one with Tom Cruise and Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
People wanted to go see it, and the network crashed, and people couldn't get tickets, and that was the beginning of the end.
Mm.
Because it
sounds like an awful movie anyways.
It was really good.
Is his name really Cavill?
I think so.
It's not Cavill?
I think it's Cavill.
Cavill. Okay.
I should do it because if you see one movie a month, so 12 a year, it's worth it. It'll pay for itself with how costly movies can be. Except for when I go, it's like $6.
Do you get like a discount at the snack factory?
No, that's only the Cinemark thing.
Cinemark thing, yeah.
Which, you ain't getting no discount. It's still expensive. Bring your own damn food. Sorry, Jeff.
Bring your own McMuffin.
So wait, MoviePass is any theater then?
Just about.
Interesting. Now I'm intrigued.
Cinemark is it? Like 20% off concessions. So what? It's only a $7 Coke?
It's about the experience. Don't rain on my parade. Did the pretzels come out of the oven? Yes, I'll take one.
Oh.
Have they been
is
sitting
that
there
cheese
for 2 hours?
Warm? Okay. Yeah.
Tell me.
Have they been sitting there for 20 minutes? Nope, I'll pass. Tastes like rubber.
Tell me a movie food that isn't boxed popcorn is the only thing worth getting. Everything else is barely lukewarm.
Pretzels, if they came out of the oven, and bring your own cream cheese.
I'm just saying, you've not lived until you had a movie theater hot dog.
Yes, I have.
You know what I do? So I like to go to the one at oh my gosh, out there, Fallen Timbers, there was that little pretzel place. I stop and get myself a pretzel there because you know they're warm, hot, and delicious. And you take your own little whipped cream cheese. You got a little built-in snack right there.
And they have,
shove it in my bag.
I think the gourmet popcorn place is in that shopping center, too.
Yeah.
Go there, buy the nicest popcorn they have, and you're still saving money taking your popcorn into the theater. And if...
I will still buy my pop there. I'll still buy other things. But
movie theater popcorn's so good.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing worth... And if Gabe or Cheryl wants to stop me and take my food out, we will come to fisticuffs.
Like, you know their names?
Yeah.
Oh,
I will pop your acne right here, Floyd.
You know that's a sensitive subject. I got adult acne.
I will kick that walker right out from underneath Cheryl.
You are getting aggressive.
You're very angry,
and
sir.
This is just about taking snacks and that I'm sure you don't eat. So I don't even know why we're going to this.
This is just about snacks.
I'm just talking about hot pretzels.
8:05 with the morning reboot. Before 8:30, we'll get you qualified to go to Florida. The Cabin Fever Reliever. Q105. I will knock you down, Carol. 419. Wait, hold on. 8:17. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Our friend Dennis Swan will join us shortly after 8:30. It's Eric Chase. Floyd. Ashley's here with us. We're looking quickly for bad neighbor stories. So I have a living room that's being formed on the curb down the street from my place, and it's just there, and I don't really know what to do. But that would be bad neighbor stuff.
Did they get kicked out? Like, were they evicted?
I don't know.
Because you don't really get a choice to be a bad neighbor, though. Like, your stuff got...
Stuff has been added to the play, to the collection, so I don't know. And did you see the story about the Flintstones house in California?
No.
Someone made a Flintstones-like house, and the neighbors were not very pleased with it. So, bad neighbor stories. And if you call with a good one to rat out your neighbors, or maybe you're the bad neighbor, we'll get you qualified for the cabin fever reliever.
Yeah, we're a no judgment. This is a safe space.
It is not. We will judge you. It's fine.
Not on air.
Yeah, this
not
is
not on air. We'll talk about you when we hang up the mic.
It's not safe. There will be lots of trigger words and all that stuff that they warn college kids about when speakers come to campus. People like me. 419-240-1055. Do you have any good neighbors? Are you good with your neighbors?
I'm good with one set of my neighbors. And I'm not good with the other side of my neighbors.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
Call us if you have a good neighbor story about a bad neighbor, and we'll get you qualified for the cabin fever reliever. Now, well, you don't drink and drive, but
no, never.
Your little spot, like, have you ever feared that you and the car were going to go into that ditch?
Yeah, all the time. Especially
what is that?
It's a ravine. It's
yes, it is.
It leads into Wallbridge area, which leads into the Maumee River,
where Ashley lives.
Oh,
like I was backing out. I'm like one turn of a wheel from being stuck in that ravine.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, like we're the lowest part on the street. So when it's super icy, that it just settles right there.
I saw your video. Boom.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Do you have a terrible neighbor story for us?
Yes, I do. All right. Well, I think it's terrible.
Share away.
My neighbor lady, I have hydrangeas on the side of my house. They're beautiful flowers. And a couple of weeks before she did her bad deed, she said, you know, those flowers are so beautiful, I'm going to pick myself a bouquet. And I said, no, you're not. I said, I don't pick them because they look beautiful out here. I don't pick them myself for my house. So we went up to the lake for a week, and we come back. I run into one of my neighbors, the other neighbor, and said, have you checked out your hydrangea bushes? I said, why?
Oh, no, she didn't.
She picked the flowers?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my gosh.
One big bush, she stripped them. I mean, she took them off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite, and they are beautiful. So, shame on her.
That's stealing.
I said, did you by chance see who cut my flowers down? She never answered. Well, we had her on security camera doing it.
Oh, no!
Did you confront her about that with the video?
Oh, yeah, I told her. I texted her back, and I said, oh, by the way, we're leaving it again in a couple of days. Please don't cut my flowers. That's why we have security cameras. Yeah.
Here's the key to my house if you'd like to raid my fridge.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
I see a lot.
They're like $10 for like two stems of them, and the bushes create like 1,000 of them, and they're gorgeous. Yeah. So that is rude.
I mean, she stripped them all, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Just one bush. I took them all off.
She did kind of warn you.
That's
Lori,
so horrible, though.
Hold on. We'll get you qualified for the cabin fever reliever. I see a lot of nice things on people's homes.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Take them.
That's insane.
Like, I haven't, like, I've totally forgotten about my other annoying neighbor. It was when the snow started and my neighbor was snow blowing his sidewalk at like 4:15 in the morning.
I don't.
Remember I told you, I said, oh, I was on time today because my neighbor, I just heard, I'm like, it's 4:15 in the morning.
But maybe he works from like 5 to like 5.
Oh, he's always home. He does nothing.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Floyd. This is Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Do you have a bad neighbor story for us?
Does it have to be a current one?
No, it can be. No, just make the story good. I don't care if you make it up.
No. This is not made up. You know, Jimmy doesn't lie.
Jimmy better talk in the first person.
Anyways. I had a bad neighbor, and it was a lady, and And she would always like throw her dog poop in our yard.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Okay, yeah, that's really disgusting. So,
you threw human poop in her yard.
No, what I did is I buried a bunch of eggs, made sure that they were going to be nice and ripe, and maybe accidentally egged her house.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, it was. I tell you what, it's rotten eggs. She had to have her house, the one side, fire washed because it stunk so bad.
I believe him. He's petty.
I would have thrown human poop in her yard.
I'm very vindictive.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy, have a good week. Thanks for the call. 8:23.
We had we had a dog. Rest in peace, Roxy. And our neighbor, we basically ended up getting rid of her because he's so awful. He would throw random bones over the yard, over the fence into our yard.
Oh, no.
I had many conversations with him. I called the dog people. I called the police. All this within the first 3 or 4 years that we lived there. He would take a stick and go down and hit each fence while she was in our house. So she would just lose her mind. She knew what it was. He was awful. So then when he would have guests over, I would hang a sign on our door that was stop bad word, curse wording with my dog. So then all his friends and neighbors got to see it. So all his family, I'd be like, now people know who you are. Me and the wife got into it. The wife and my husband had a chat about everything. I'm like,
bad neighbors,
control your husband.
That was one of my fears, getting my own place. Am I going to hate my neighbors?
Right.
8:24, our friend Dennis Sawan is coming by in just a couple of minutes. He has some questions, has answers for some questions you probably have. 8:37 on Q105. If you don't want your front license plate anymore, that's good. If you need to get your license back, stay right there. But we'll start as we introduce our friend. It's Eric Chase, the Morning Reboot. Eric, Floyd, Ashley's here with us, and we'll welcome in our friend, our legal extraordinaire, Dennis Sawan. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, everyone.
There was a gentleman, we did a story last week. He got picked up by the local news. He was trying to get a petition for 11,000 signatures to have the red light cameras taken away. He was at the library, and I don't even know if he got 11 signatures, but I know a lot of us, most people do not like these, the handheld cameras, the red light cameras, and every couple of months, these are in the news, and they were again the other day, right?
Yeah, we're in about chapter 20, I think, of this saga.
Yeah.
It's bounced back and forth between, everybody hates them, politicians love them. And where we left it last was essentially local governments have what's called home rule authority. They sort of get to rule as they see fit, and the state's not really supposed to get in the way of that. However, the state said, all right, fine. If you guys want to say that this is about safety, local governments, we're going to take away your money for every dollar you make from this program, right? Pretty smart way to handle it, I think. Mm-hmm. Sort of called their bluff, tried to at least.
Yep.
The House of Representatives just recently passed a law that said for every dollar you make in this program, we're taking a dollar out of your budget. And the Senate is, I think, going to reject that. So I think we're going to be stuck with these cameras for a while, unfortunately.
I think I probably asked you this before, but it's always the discussion online. Some people say it does affect your credit report. Some people say it doesn't. I have a feeling that the answer is probably both.
So I think that it probably depends, like most things, but it is a civil judgment if you get one of these and you don't pay it. There are fees that are associated with it for late fees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like if you got sued because you didn't pay your car payment or something like that. So I would assume that eventually it's going to end up on your credit report and it's going to have a negative effect on your credit. I see no reason why it wouldn't. And people need to take this stuff seriously. Unfortunately, there's really not much of a defense to it.
Right.
We've had, minimal success defending these things. But at the end of the day, it's not a criminal violation. There's no points on your license. And it's really seems to a lot of people to be a cash grab, mm-hmm. even though the government would obviously push back.
Did you see the story that I posted on my Facebook the other day?
'Cause I did.
I told you, I've told you this for years now. It's been a part of my life because one of the most dangerous intersections in the country is where I grew up. But people have died. The safety data is there, and mm-hmm. we don't see any of it. I have not had a front license plate since I lived here, since I've lived here in 6 years, and I was always a little concerned about being pulled over, but I never was. It seems like now the front license plate is going to go away.
That seems like one thing that both the House of Representatives and the Senate agree on, and I think probably all of us in this room.
Yeah, I've not had one since I was 16, and I've been pulled over for it, but I still just didn't do it.
Yeah, so the way that it works is that the police are not supposed to pull you over unless they see some sort of a violation, right? And so those violations are usually things like speeding or turning, you know, getting out of your lane when you're turning, or not putting your turn signal on. Well, one of the easiest ways for police to pull somebody over is, well, you didn't have a front license plate when you were supposed to.
Can they? Is that a primary offense, though?
It's enough to pull somebody over.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
And then from there, it spirals into, oh, you know, you've been drinking tonight.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people who push against this say that all it is really is a reason for police to pull you over.
I have a question, just to play devil's advocate, and I understand how that could be a violation of your civil rights. Mm-hmm. They obviously think they see something there where someone who could be pulled over. Now, granted, maybe they're specifically targeting minorities.
Sure.
But, Ashley, you said this happened to you?
Yeah. I picked up my friend who's total cop's daughter, and we're driving, like, right near Brandywine. And it was whoop, whoop. And yep. I was like, what in the world? And you get that, like, turn the radio down. Like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
And he came up and he said, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, absolutely not.
It happens so many times.
And, you know, and he said, you don't have a front license plate. And I said, well, it's my husband's truck and sometimes he's lazy. So, like, I don't know. Right. We've had it. You know, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I haven't put it on. He hasn't put it on. It's what it is. I probably have it in the back seat somewhere. And he's like, well, you should just probably make sure you or him put it on. If you are driving this vehicle, you're responsible.
Do you feel like you were being pulled over for something else?
Then he asked me, he's like, have you been drinking? And my friend was like, what? Like, I mean, we were going to do that. We were having like a girl's day, but like we were going to Uber home, you know?
Okay. And a lot of people thought this was having a second license plate, which I think there's only, I forget if it's 20 states have it or don't, but it was like,
have it?
Yeah. Like it was a cash grab.
Well, it does certainly cost quite a bit of money to purchase these, but actually in the bill, they're thinking that the state is going to save millions of dollars by not having to make these
them.
That makes sense.
Well,
yeah.
Does that mean that people in prison will have less to do? And I'm serious. So.
No, I think that's possibly true. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give them something else to do. Well, that'll be good because I've never had one. And, I do see
got
what
lucky, man.
I know. I do see. I think at least in our area, we got some latitude because we're so close to Michigan, who doesn't have it. So I would think this is what I thought. If I'm driving north on Summit, there's an officer coming the other direction. He looks at the front of my car, doesn't see it. He could simply think, well, that could be a Michigan vehicle. And by
you
the
put
time,
a lot of thought into
yeah,
that.
Really,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
you placed
where are you
yourself
going with
right
this?
There,
Officer Taylor Dungeon. I am ready for detective work. So no front license plate. I do see what the sheriff and what Crowell said about how it might be harder to track people down who rob convenience stores unless they back in, I guess, to see their plate.
I suppose that's possible, but most of the time they're doing this by make and model of vehicle anyways.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, I mean, you know, if you had a maroon van, you're looking for a maroon van. It's all it is at that point is just making sure that it is the right maroon van.
And you're probably on video somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Next thing. Getting your license back is a lot easier, right?
That's right. Until July of this year, there is an amnesty program. And so when you drive without your license and you have a suspended license in the state of Ohio, which, you know, a lot of times we see people who have to do that because they've got to work. And so they lose their license, but that doesn't mean that they have to not go to work. Mm-hmm. And so we see this cycle start to happen where they drive to get to work, then they get another charge, and then it just sort of snowballs from there. Before they know it, they have thousands of dollars in reinstatement fees. They can't pay them. What the state of Ohio is doing from January to July of this year is that if you can prove that you can't pay your reinstatement fee and you've otherwise met all of the criteria that the court has set for you, which might be things like make sure you have insurance, make sure that you complete a probation period where you don't get any other offenses, whatever that may be, and 18 months has passed since the last suspension that you've had, you are eligible to have all of your reinstatement fees waived. And for some people, this will be thousands of dollars and will get them out of that cycle, hopefully. Mm. So this is a really, really great thing that Ohio's doing. It's going to help a lot of people, but you have to make sure that you use this program. There's actually steps you need to go through. It's not just going to happen for you. So I would say Google the driver amnesty program.
Okay.
Learn about it. Figure out what you need to do. And it could really, really get you out of that really nasty cycle that we see a lot of people in.
Dennis Swan here with the Morning Reboot on Q105. Two final questions. Scooters here in Ohio?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I think that's another divisive issue, like traffic cameras. People either love or hate those things. I'm not sure which camp do you guys fall in?
I like watching people on them.
Okay.
In Columbus, they have them.
Everywhere.
So I was just down there for work yesterday, and there's a huge window where in front of I sit and like watching the people go up and down the hill. And then it's like kind of a hill, so then they get off to walk them up the hill. I'm like, this is so good. You're paying to ride it, and you're not.
Yeah, what's the deal with this?
You know, this is one of those things that has kind of taken places by storm. They just sort of pop up overnight. And the stories are weird. Like, governments pretty much don't hear about them, and then one day they're just there.
Yeah.
And so, the state of Ohio just thought, okay, well, let's make some rules about this. You have to be over 16. You got to have night lights on it. You know, certain things like that. Basically, the government said, at least the Ohio government said, let's leave it to the cities to deal with it. So at this point, it's sort of...
Are we going to have all these scooters? We're going to look like a small, nondescript Asian town?
Well, they're all over UT right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think they're going to necessarily come to downtown anytime soon. But again, you don't know. They could just pop up one day. And they've become problems in places with a lot more pedestrian traffic, you know, driving on the sidewalks. People just leave them everywhere. In San Francisco, it got so bad that people were, like, trashing these things.
I saw one at UT when I was leaving last week at the end of C-Corp where the Barnes & Noble is. Someone just left it on the corner next to the light.
That's the thing. They don't have any, like, docks or anything. Yeah. So you just sort of just, like, it's like just...
Like putting bait with bikes.
Yeah.
Last question. Sorry to hit you with this. I saw somebody post about it yesterday. Do our licenses have to be federally compliant by next year? Driver's licenses? Do you know about this?
I don't know what that means.
Sorry to hit you
with
that.
But hold on. My understanding is that there's no such thing as a federal driver's license. So I don't know what that means.
I think that, there will be guidelines that all the states will abide by that next time you renew your license, you need... Now look, I read this on Facebook, but I've seen this story elsewhere. Like, the next time you have to renew your license within this window between now and when this law goes into effect, you need to bring a birth certificate, social security card, and something about your marital status.
My guess would be that would be as a result of immigration status to ensure that people who have licenses are in fact United States citizens. I don't know that to be true, but I would say that there's some benefits to having a license over the entire country. Right now, for example, if you get into some sort of accident or speeding ticket in some states, it won't necessarily report it to another state.
Right.
And so sometimes there's these blind spots where one state doesn't necessarily know what's happening in the other state.
Yeah,
and
I've heard like the old wives' tale, like if you get a speeding ticket in Utah, like you got to pay the fine, but you might not get the points or something.
It's possible that
they
don't
report
it.
My friend just got an arrest warrant issued from Pennsylvania on the 27th of last month. She got a speeding ticket on the 27th, and she hadn't paid it yet. She got an arrest warrant.
She better show up.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I don't think
like,
they'll come get her for
she
that.
She lives in D.C., so she's like, how is it?
By the state police?
Yeah.
I don't mess with them.
Whatever.
Yeah. Dennis Swan. Also, keep an eye out on Downtown 419 business to come. It's almost time for spring and summer parties. Yes. Any rooftops?
As of right now, not anything to announce, but we're working on some things.
Boats?
As of right now.
Are you going to go to the Toledo bike kickoff on March 29th? It's right up your alley.
Sure, why not? I like bikes and I like downtown.
Oh, you are an Eastsider now. So. Dennis Swan, how can people track you down for some further legal help?
You can go to swanandswan.com. That's S-A-W-A-N.
We often... Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it.
We used to get a lot of phone calls about people having like landlord disputes.
Yeah.
You're really good with those, right?
Landlord
disputes.
Unfortunately, yeah. The reason is because I've been in enough of them with other people. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. 8:49. Thanks, Dennis. Yep. Good to see you. 8:49 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. Hey. 9:02 on Q105 with the Morning Reboot. Floyd, did you watch the Wendy Williams and Katie Kirk stuff yesterday?
I did not watch her interview. I watch the show every day, so I will go back today and watch it. But I did see snippets of it, so yes and no.
Let me show you or play for you Wendy welcoming Katie onto Wendy's show.
I know this is your show, but I just want to start by saying I'm so
proud
of you.
For 10 years!
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Really. That was a hard thing to do. I felt for you, and I think your candor and honesty is going to help so many people.
Well, what else do we use our platforms for?
I agree. You know. But not only people struggling, Wendy, with addiction, but you can also use this platform to raise additional research dollars so people can really understand the science of addiction better.
I know people. I've met a lot of people.
You know, mm-hmm. and I think you're going to do phenomenal things with this. So,
thank you. Really, thank you.
I was really moved.
Thank you. After the show, I go back to my sober house. Look,
I'm curious to see where Wendy goes with this.
I think she'll do good. I mean, she's already popular, but this made her more relatable to me.
To a lot of people, I think.
And you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, oh, she's not like this glammed gossip. I mean, she started on gossip radios, then went to like gossip blogging.
She was an afternoon radio DJ.
Mm-hmm. In Johnny, New York. Like,
yeah.
So like, it's good to see actually like, yesterday when I said she was going to help some people, it's like, there's someone who's just like, wow, she's like me. You know what I mean? Like, and she's out there. Like, she's going to be the light for a lot of people.
You have a coke problem?
Me? Yeah. Not with these nostrils.
Nothing is safe. Nothing is safe with those nostrils. Bird Box, there may be a sequel. The Netflix film, which became a phenomenon this year, broke streaming records for the service and thousands of memes and had a lot of people doing really ridiculous stuff with over 45 million accounts watching the film in the first 7 days since its release. Based on the 2014 book by Josh Mallerman, the author says he's ready to explore what happens next. Mallory will be the sequel to the original book and will continue the story from where the film leaves off. For the sequel, Mallerman returns to the same space where he wrote the original book, an old mansion in Detroit. For Bird Box, the author actually wrote with several birds flying around as he worked. I didn't know the guy wrote it up there in Detroit.
Interesting.
Ashley, did you see the movie?
Nope. I was like, I'm interested. And then I started seeing everyone's comments within days, and I was like, lost interest. Moving on.
What about it made you lose interest?
I thought it was going to be like scary or something. Uh-huh. And then everyone was like, no, it's just kind of weird. It wasn't really scary.
See, for me, I was like, I'm not going to go into this movie where the memes are better than the movie.
Right.
Like, yeah,
that's what killed it for me. Yeah. I was like, and I've still not seen it to this day.
It's interesting to follow what's popular, and popular is a very broad word. Like, I don't know if that movie was that good or it just gave us good memes. And I've read lots of articles that have posited that very question.
Right. Did you watch it?
I didn't, no.
We're all out of the loop.
I'm not Sandra Bullock fan, and
I love Sandra Bullock in funny stuff because she's weird.
She can deliver. She can deliver with funny. That comedic timing.
Very self-deprecating. Yeah. Like, she is in every woman. I don't think I watched it because shortly before that, I had seen A Quiet Place, and it was like, that was okay.
Are you going to go see Us?
I do want to see Us.
I do too.
I want to see it because I'm just, the reason why I want to see it is bug-eyed Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah.
Gets me every time I see that trailer. I'm like, I don't know what's happening in this scene, but I know that when it happens in the movie theater, someone better be next to me because I'm grabbing hands. I had to clench my pearls again. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Forget the pearls. Give me your hand.
I don't know if there's premieres out there. Vinny, the Asian.
Oh.
He actually is Asian. Mm-hmm. He tweeted something that alluded to something happens after the credits or the end of the movie that everybody like, oh, wow, which there's been some.
For us?
I think he might have gone to a premiere.
For anybody. That'd be cool. That's cool.
And I've read something along the lines, and I wouldn't be surprised because this is a key element in movies these days, that it's connected to Get Out and it's all kind of world building.
So he's like the new Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he is the prince of horror at this point in time. You know, we overlook it. Final thought here as we do our entertainment. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Hashtag some pig. He's in Sylvania. We'll talk about straws before 9:30 with a friend of mine. And Ashley, you can disagree with him. You can.
It's fine.
Be the devil's advocate.
Yeah, I like straws. Sticking to it.
I think we overlook, while we've got all these 20-some Marvel movies, one day when we're all very old and we're made to stay through the credits, the middle of them and after, like, I think we overlook, just for the fact that these movies are very good and there's good actors and actresses in them, that it gave us something that we all walked out on before. And you go, why didn't somebody think of this sooner?
Right, right. Yeah.
Nobody stayed for the credits. Right. Nobody cared about the third stunt guy or the assistant director. Yeah. And now you sit through it and you read the names for a couple of minutes.
And then when they did do it, they would do like the title of the movie and then it would fade away to like the scene that we now have to wait through half the credits to do.
Right.
I remember as a kid, I was just like, there's more. My mom would be like, no, there's not. And we'd start walking, and like the Ninja Turtle would show back up and say, I told you.
Yeah.
But now you legit have to wait.
Yeah. 908 with the morning reboot. Let's talk straws before 930. Flint, you ready?
Yes.
Headphones on? Hurry up. You're running out of time.
Yeah. Got it.
918.
You weren't even ready.
I wasn't.
Morning reboot. You can get registered to vote at one of Ari's show because she wants people to vote.
She does.
She wants people to vote, probably for who she wants you to vote for, but that's rather here nor there. You're not going anyway.
You're right.
You can't afford it.
I can't.
This is the Morning Reboot. It's Eric Chase. Floyd is here. Our friend Ashley is with us. Let me introduce a friend of mine. Alex, is this your first time on the actual radio show?
I don't know. I think it might be.
You've been on the podcast before.
Yeah, for sure.
Alex Getz. Alex is a local wildlife filmmaker and documentarian, and I met Alex a couple of years ago at TEDx Toledo. Alex and I don't have much in common, but I support what Alex does. And he Alex is all cats, I'm all dogs, and he's brought Caitlin here today. And like I said, I support what Alex supports. And, well, I will at least give Alex a platform to talk about this. So we want to do straw talk?
Yes.
And this is something local. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with California ditching plastic straws because whales are dying and all that stuff.
Yeah. I think that...
Wait, get closer to that microphone.
The best person to talk about this effort, withdraw the straw, is probably Caitlin.
So withdraw the straw. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet
you,
too. So,
withdraw the straw. Obviously, people... hopefully, people have heard a little bit about how we're trying to back off of our plastic usage. A lot of people use reusable shopping bags, and in the next battleground, it looks like, will be straws. Many places, again, like California, no more plastic straws, substitutes for that. So, what's going on with withdraw the straw here?
Yeah, totally. So, withdraw the straw. Straw is definitely focused on reducing single uses, straws, shopping bags, everything like that. And to do that, we are actually creating an effort April 15th through the 22nd to ban straws in Toledo, just with participating restaurants and businesses around the area.
Have they taken to that so far?
Yeah, we have quite a bit. We have about 10 restaurants and about 4 businesses, I believe, so far.
Who are those restaurants, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, we have like Mancy's Steakhouse, The Heights, The Brim House, Grumpy's, both... Potbelly's, both locations.
Okay.
We also have Element 112 and the next door 112. All sorts of restaurants, and Toledo Yoga is a part of it as well. Aqua Hut, which is the diving center around Toledo, and Gathered, which is a glass blowing place downtown as well.
Ashley here is a very important person over at the Renaissance. So,
yeah. Oh, very nice.
Brim House and the Heights.
I don't do anything with food and beverage.
Can you hit me with some numbers about why this is a danger to the environment? And, you know, there was a dead whale story the other day. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it had like hundreds of plastic bags in it. Funny joke. Yeah. What was it, Floyd?
What?
Don't blame black people. All our plastic bags are underneath the sink.
Same here. As long as you know you're reusing, that's good. That's
sure good. So,
you know, I take my Kroger bags with me because I use it for dog poop.
Yeah.
And they're stuffed up in my cabinet, and I used to just throw them away. I don't use them as much anymore, but I did see that now you can buy off of Amazon what is biodegradable plastic bags, and they're pretty inexpensive for dog poop.
Yeah, I'm a dog person as well, and I do the same.
Yeah.
I'm a people person, a kid person. I also use them.
Caitlin, can you give me some numbers about the straw and plastic use and how it does negatively affect the environment?
Well, yeah. Well, definitely straws ending up in the oceans get consumed by animals and definitely ruin their habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they break down in the ocean and become microplastics, and smaller fish are able to eat them, thus contaminating the whole food chain in the ocean, the aquatic life, and also us as well.
Yeah.
And also when we use single-use things, it's also, you know... filling up our landfills as well. Which
are already packed as it is.
Exactly.
A question here. So I've seen that there are like paper straws and it does take some getting used to. I'm more familiar are those better than using metal straws that a lot of places could?
I think it depends how much you use it. I'd say a metal straw might be better just because you can use it over and over and over again.
I'm guessing the washing of that is not a big detriment to the environment either, or like, because we can recycle that water, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah. And then also, actually, my favorite is hay straws.
Okay.
They're completely biodegradable, and they're actually just made from hay. So they work really great. They don't get soggy in your drink, and it's great. Yeah.
I'm a lover of the stainless steel straws. So I'm like a total straw person. Yeah. And so when they did this last year, when you guys did the no straw week, at the hotel and everything. Ew, interesting, I like. When they did that, I just broke it.
Way to go.
I pinched it and I broke the straw. Sorry. But when they did it, they took them out of like the employee cafeteria as well. So I was like, oh, now I have to find a straw. Like the ice makes my teeth feel weird. So I bought stainless steel straw. So I keep one on my desk. I have one in my book bags. So just in case I go somewhere and they forget my straw, I always have one with me.
Is that a reason? I mean, look, this is obviously better for the environment. And there's a lot of pushback to it. Right, Ashley?
Yeah.
But maybe something like, it sounds ridiculous, but a lot of things are ridiculous at first. But maybe having your own metal straw that you could carry around with you in your purse or something is something you might want to do.
Yeah, yeah. I carry some in my car. They also have keychains, one that kind of like pop out, which is cool. Really cool.
Like a Swiss Army straw.
Yeah.
What are some other things about this effort that we should know about? Because again, I don't really have an opinion on it one way or another. I don't like putting my mouth on anything that anybody hands me. So...
Sorry. It just hit me. Sorry.
I don't want to put my mouth on anything that's 7 inches long and plastic. Bam, right? That's what we do here, Caitlin. What else could people do to maybe get around plastic. The awkwardness or brands of straws they might want to look out for? Anything to help this effort a little bit?
Yeah, well, Withdraw the Straw is all about reducing any kind of single-use plastic. So if it's not straws, maybe it's bags, or maybe it's just being conscious of or bringing like Tupperware to restaurants. You know, you can do anything your own way. And then also part of Withdraw the Straw is creating a community, so sharing ideas and sharing, you know, your successes on doing things.
Excellent.
So that's really great, and I would love to see that more.
Facebook page, website, anything like this? Anything?
Yeah, and actually we have a social media challenge coming up with the straw ban. So any posts that you hashtag Withdraw the Straw and tag at Withdraw the Straw of you like not using your straw or really any single use plastic that you're neglecting to use, you will go into a drawing for prizes.
Oh, nice.
So I have, like I said, I don't use as many plastic bags as I used to because I would walk the dog. I live downtown. I'd walk the dogs, pick up poop, throw it in the dumpster. Now they just go poop outside where I live and I've got my own space, pick up poop, put it in a bag, and I leave the bag of poop on the front porch. I use one bag a week. That I'm going to do Withdraw the Straw for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, you like that?
Yeah.
What are you up to? Turn that microphone over. Oh, I miss you, buddy. You've been so busy
lately. I feel like I have to give a little bit of like an extra shout out as far as the Withdraw the Straw goes, is that we recognize that there are people with disabilities that need straws. And so something that's going on is like, we understand that restaurants have to have them. And so we encourage restaurants to eventually look into alternatives like these hay straws or like aardvark paper straws.
Sorry to interrupt. Don't mean to interrupt, but I did. Does it cost more?
Slightly. But if you think about it, if you're buying and not giving away just straws constantly, the amount of straws you're just giving away to people who might not drink a cup with a straw in it, I mean, that could be like recouped in just buying a higher priced straw that you don't just hand out to everybody, you know?
Well, if you go the metal route, but I mean like the hay
straws. Oh, the hay straws?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with every place. No, because all businesses want to make as much money as they can. Well, hopefully somewhat altruistically. But they want to cut costs, save if they can, be efficient.
Yeah, and I know Caitlin got some awesome news recently from this hay straw company that if anybody wants like a 30% discount to try out ordering some of these straws, we do have a discount code
for wonderful.
Hay straws
for
our event.
Yeah, it's 30% off wholesale too.
Good
and
stuff.
You just have to use the code Withdraw the Straw.
It's a lot easier to embrace these efforts, which are good for the planet that we won't be on in 100 years, if it's still here at all. I think it'll be here. You guys can't. The Withdraw the Straw is not going to stop the meteor or aliens. But if there are more avenues for people to more easily embrace new ideas like that, saving some money, it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
Totally.
How about the cats?
The cats are awesome. I mean, I have
Dude's cats are wild. You've got to watch them on Instagram.
I know. Everybody talks about, like, oh, you post, like, cool pictures, but your cats on your story are, like, the best part.
That's Pip and Cricket.
Yeah.
Pip and
Cricket. You guys shouted us out for small business.
Yes. Pip
and
Cricket. Hello.
Callie was like, hello, thank you. And Callie was like, oh, my gosh, I feel so embarrassed. I'm like, you just got a shout out on the radio. Like, embrace it. Like, it's pretty cool.
Thanks for coming by. Good to see you.
No, thanks for having us.
I'd get together with you, but I go to bed early now.
I know. I've been gone all the time. I should probably hang out with you eventually.
We'll get together again. And we'll do this poop challenge coming up as well.
I know. I want to so bad.
Withdraw the Straw. Find it on Facebook and many other places. Good to meet you, Caitlin.
Thank you for having me.
9:28 with the Morning Reboot. All right, final couple of minutes of the Morning Reboot.
I wasn't ready.
I'll wait.
Oh, you're fine.
I wasn't ready for what he said.
Q105, Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley.
This is my dream coming true.
Wait, yes, before we get to most liked tweet, Ashley, can you share your dream?
Oh, so my dream was that we're sitting here chatting, and all of a sudden Eric just stands up and rushes out, and I look, and he's like, says some curse words, and he's looking out the window, and I was like, oh man, it's the guy with the dog. And you're like, wait, where are you going? Like, he could shoot you. And so you waddle out, and I'm like, well, hello, Toledo. This is Ashley Solo, Q105.5. Let's see if we can get some music started. And then I just start button smashing, and I'm like, nope, still no, still no. Let's take some calls. I know how to push that button. And then it was like conversations with Ashley. We talked about what we should talk about on the show, how I shouldn't be here for Throwback Thursday. I'm more of a 5-second rule person.
Oh, that's so funny. I just got the visual of you getting out of here.
I woke up and it was like, and I hit my phone. I was like, oh my God, it's 5 a.m. Go back to bed.
9:43.
Let's hit most like tweet.
Tweet, 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 tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Oh no, where'd it go? Oh, there she is.
From Victor Laval, at Victor Laval. I'd like to open a bar where everyone reads and drinks and no one talks to each other. I think that's called sneaking alcohol into a library, or...
That's called Netflix and self.
Sitting at home by yourself? Yeah.
The real speakeasy. What do you got?
I have at... Damla? I don't know. You know, I find
Damn.
It weird. Damla.
I like you better when I'm with you.
Oh, that's a good R&B name.
Damla.
All right. Says friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, garlic bread. Only garlic bread has no end. Garlic bread will always be by your side. Spread the truth.
That's funny.
It's so good. You didn't get it, did you?
Bread doesn't have the word end in it.
So it's always there for you. It's food.
Like your friends.
I know, but I was going to say weird flex, but okay, for garlic bread. Yeah. Not my favorite. Unless you're talking about what Wendy's used to have at their super bar, where it was garlic bread.
Was it your dream when it became a nightmare when you always shoot down my tweets?
No.
You'll get better.
I've been better. How dare... Get that out of my face.
I don't even remember yours, but like I'll remember garlic bread. Just saying.
It's a weird food to take a stance on.
Because garlic and bread, people love garlic and people love bread.
I know.
Mash the two together.
You can make garlic bread out of toast.
Wendy's did. Right, hamburger buns. How about this? I'll get you Fazoli's back.
Oh, those would have been wrong.
Do you want to do a whole show about food one day?
That places I miss?
Only if we can bring it all in and taste it.
Tomorrow, Smokies, I think, will be here. They're going to bring food.
Is that
the
way?
That place is really good.
Is that the way? And don't forget the bread pudding.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe?
No, Smokies, barbecue, roadhouse.
Isn't that on Woodville Road? We need to That's Google. Right.
We'll find out tomorrow.
If it's the one on Woodville Road, it was bomb. If
they
it's
are.
Not, I will go there.
They are the sweet deal tomorrow, and those things go quickly. All right, 9:45. Ashley, thanks for hanging. We have to do this on the air. Ashley was mostly responsible for the highly regarded, except by the judges, white chicken chili called.
Girl.
We
That's
lost.
Delicious.
I'm delicious.
I'm delicious.
Last weekend at the chili
Girl,
cook-off.
You losers.
We'll do better next year, or Tucker will be more ill.
Yeah, he needs to step up his sit game.
Right.
We'll just bring more.
Standing in a corner with a smile.
Yeah, can we get
like him nothing was bothering him. How dare he?
Can we have like a mobile IV bag attached to him?
No. Only if it's filled with chocolate milk. Then he'll be down for that.
Good, good, good. 9:46. Thanks for being here today. Nice job. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.
5:45 till 10 tomorrow on a small business shout out Friday. Text us those. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Five and Toledo Express Airport are teaming up.